Jim, first, congratulations on an outstanding year, and it looks as though going into the playoffs, you've got a best-case type scenario. You've got a lot of people coming back off injury. You've been able to win games despite having more hours lost to injury, days lost to injury, whatever that measurable is. Anybody in the National Football League still came through, won some big ball games, and now going in. And the thing I see that is so important, you not only have a couple of your defensive players coming back, including linebacker that you like, but the having Jones, even though he has not done what was expected of him this year, but having Jones and Brown outside and a tight end that can catch the football, and having the big stud coming back at running back is just a monster truck coming at him. Like you can't, it's very difficult. I would hate to be defensive coordinator who decided to put eight down in the box against that threat down the field. You're talking about big chunk plays. So at any rate, talk a little bit about your football team, number one seed, going in, and how you feel about your injury situation and so on.
Well, I think the big thing, Coach, everybody's fired up. They're excited about the opportunity to be the number one seed and have the opportunity to sit back and see who we're going to play next week. You know, I think our players are very, you know, I've never been around a group that's really in tune to that. We're just getting started. You know, most of the teams are ending, and we're just getting started. We're excited about the opportunity. We're excited about having the players come back. Julio was back last week. He did a great job. You know, so I think all that plays into it. The guys that we've been playing with have been outstanding. I played with five inside linebackers this year, Coach, and I can honestly say every single one played well. And it's a great accomplishment that the attitude this team takes, like next man up, let's go. He's going to play well. Whoever's up, he's going to go and he's going to play well. And it kind of filters down through the team. Start with Mike. You know, Coach Rabel kind of infuses that with the players, and they believe it. And let's go. We line up with who we have. We're going to do what we got to do to win. And it's a great opportunity for this football team.
Well, it's not a surprise either because your football team is not only a well-coached, well-disciplined, fundamentally sound football team, but as all teams do, I've said this for years, in many ways they take on the personality of their coaches. And I know with your personality and Vrabel, his personality, don't know the other coaches, but I do know the two of you and the people that you coach. Those guys gotta have a mentally tough attitude and play the game the way it's supposed to be played. So means a lot, I think, not only the degree of knowledge from an X and O standpoint, but the intangibles that are imparted on to players, and it becomes part of the personality of the football team.
Yeah, and I believe that, Coach. I agree with you. We our guys practice hard. They play hard. They're full tilt to the tackle. The offense go till the balls till the whistle's blown. I mean, it's actually a fun team to coach and fun to be around as a coach, let alone the players enjoy each other. They like being around one another. They like practicing. It's really a great situation.
Well, that's wonderful, especially going into the playoffs and now to have your football team that advantage of being a number one seed. Having the week off is a real plus, in addition to being able to play down the lowest seed you're going to play. Now, that doesn't always mean a lot in pro football. It does more so in college. But you get a chance to watch games coming up this weekend, and there's some games. We're going to be picking the games here shortly. But what do you see as a whole? Let's start with the AFC and then move to the other little talk about the NFC as well.
Well, it's hard for me to go because you haven't seen everybody and you haven't played everybody. And, it's funny because when you look at us, we beat some of these really good teams, and then we lost to some teams that we feel like we should have won. So you don't know, and you just got to play your best no matter who you're playing. But, I think there's some really good games. I think the Buffalo-New England's a great game to watch. Cincinnati-Vegas, they're both on a roll right now. Pittsburgh can come up, they beat us. They can come up anytime and bite you in the butt. So the other conference, is full of skilled players. Arizona, L.A. I mean, it's a really good field for the playoffs. I think the NFL is getting exactly what they want. They're getting high quality teams playing each other. And, hopefully when it's all said and done, a month from now or a month from yesterday, you're the team, and hopefully it's us holding the trophy. And it's going to take some resiliency. It's going to take some, some bite. You're going to have to play hard. You're going to have to do all the right things. And then, obviously, turnovers are a big issue in the NFL.
Absolutely, no question about it. Talking about it, it's a lot of interesting games, obviously. But let's talk about the next game. And we're going to be picking games a little. I don't think it's it's very obvious with me. I really think there's a very good chance that the 49ers might battle us, for example. I think the way they're playing right now.
I hope not on that one, Coach. You know that because my son's coaching with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know that.
I am rooting for one team, that's for sure. And I'm rooting for Cowboys because, all the coaches on that staff or on my staff in New Orleans, and my son's coaching there. So, obviously, I'm going to root for Dallas in that game.
Yeah, I know you are. We all wish it well. But that's one game that just from the standpoint of being scared about who you're going to play. 49ers play the type of football you'd like to be playing in the playoffs. They're hot right now. They got all the earmarks for being a team that you got to be very, very skeptical of.
Well, I think there's a lot of them. We played the 49ers this year, and they're a well-coached team and a really talented football team. We played LA, same thing, well-coached, really talented, skilled players. So, I think the fans and the people that like football, this is this next month, they're going to see some good football teams playing each other.
Yeah. Well, big news. Give us a rundown, a good rundown on the big man. I think he's such a key for your football team, would be for any football team, but he's amazing.
You know what?
How's he?
Derek is a great football player, but I truly don't know where he is going to be in the whole process, to be honest with you. I think our two running backs that we've been playing with have been outstanding. We rushed for 170-some yards last week and 100-some the week before. And like I said, they kind of take the attitude, whoever's in, let's go. But obviously, Derek's a great football player, and hopefully he's back for the playoffs, and, we'll see what happens.
Does it look like he's moving around well at practice? I've heard he's back at practice.
To be honest with you, he's out running, like everybody said, but taking snaps and all that, I don't know because, we're on one side and the offense is on the other side.
So. Yeah, I understand. I understand totally. Where would you put, this is a question that I was asked to ask you. Rate your quarterback. This is something people talk about quite a bit with some of the other better quarterbacks in the league. Now, occasionally a player, not just a quarterback, but specifically quarterbacks, but other players as well will fit a team better than we would with other teams. I would be more valuable to them. But the question was, rate your quarterback because of where he came from. And a lot of people don't remember that he was a receiver in college at Texas A&M. He's a made quarterback. But anyway, that's the question. How would you rate him compared to other quarterbacks and maybe somebody else you'd rather have?
Well, I think he's in the upper echelon if quarterbacks go. First of all, he's got everything you're looking for: height, weight, speed, very intelligent, good athlete, can make all the throws. I don't see a negative in his play. You know, he's when it's on the line, he plays well. I don't know what more you would want from a quarterback. He does whatever he's got to do to win. He's not consumed with himself about throwing it up every time. You know, if we got to run to win games, we'll run. If we got to throw, he can throw and win. He can run. He's athletic. He can do almost anything you want. I mean, I think he's an ideal fit for anybody in the league.
And the intangibles are there with him, the leadership ability, a good guy, gets along with everybody.
Awesome person. Great. Loves the team aspect. He talked to the team the other day, and I got goosebumps. So I don't know what more you want from a person and a player. He's outstanding. Yeah. He's an outstanding player and a person.
That's great news. Great news. I'm glad to hear it, really. Because I really pulled for him. He had a rough go of it, and he came back. And you know, the other thing, too, that people don't realize, got to give Vrabel and whomever their credit. They got number one draft pick, Mariota, and they make the change. No questions asked. They make the change, and it's been a very productive change for your football team.
I do think quarterbacks, like any other position in the league, they get slotted, you know, and they get drafted higher than they should be sometimes, or it might be a staff that wants to do certain things, and I do think they get, you know, slotted sometimes, and sometimes the change of scenery is better for them. And, everybody says, you know, stuff about the quarterbacks. When you look at Tom Brady, he wins a lot of games in New England, and then whatever reason, he leaves New England, goes to Tampa, and they win a Super Bowl. So, I think it's the person inside is what makes a quarterback, and you can't fault those qualities in the guys we were just talking about.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let's if you've got a couple more minutes, let's talk about your side of the ball for a minute. Now, going into the playoffs, keeping in mind, we're talking about the big corona. We're talking about playoffs to hopefully get to a Super Bowl and win the whole thing. How do you feel you stack up from number one? We've had a lot of injury over there. A lot of next guy up, as you said, which in one way you're building good depth, which is a real plus for your football team. But how do you see your side of the ball now, Jim, going into the playoffs? Because you have had a lot of injury to overcome.
Well, you know, I mean, that's part of who we are. Like I said, beginning, you know, both sides of the ball have had a lot of injuries. So it's we kind of take, like I said, I've had five inside linebackers play, and they all played well. Same thing in the back end, same thing up front with the pass rushers. And we're kind of stuck together. They had a goal this year, and we fell short by 1 yard of being the best run defense in the league. And I think that's kind of the mentality you have to take if you want to win in this league. You got to stop the run, you know, create turnovers, try to do those type of things. And I think our guys have done an excellent job of doing the things we ask them to do, doing the study, the time to put in on it, and I think they've been in. It's been fun to coach. I can say that. I can't talk for all the positions, but it's fun to coach these guys and to get them where they're going.
Well, you guys have done an outstanding job. Let me ask you one other question. Let you go. As a staff, are you guys peeking ahead a little bit as to who you might have the best chance of playing next week?
You know what? I think it comes down to, you know, it's going to be one of four teams. Obviously, it's by seed. You know, I really don't know because Pittsburgh, we'll play the lowest seed. I spent time on all four teams that could be, which is Vegas, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and in New England. So, this last week, coach, or even today, I spent time, and I think all the coaches, or I know all the coaches, have studied those four teams, and we're getting ready. So whatever happens tomorrow and Sunday, we'll be ready to roll, and hopefully we can keep this roll up.
You bet. Well, I guess if you understand you got a full house. You have a full house up there, a packed stadium, which is great to have. A lot of excitement going on in Nashville now, which is a little unusual. It's great news. You guys are doing a great job, Jim and Nate. We wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to you getting back here. This is your second home, so we look forward to it.
I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon, Coach. I appreciate it. Thank you.